Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the Christ Blessing call for January 20th, 2019. This is Tony. I'm here with Glenda. Glenda, I think you should be able to talk. I was able to edit your name on the board, and
yes, I see that. Thanks, Tony. That's great. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, perfect. All right, welcome everybody, and we're doing great here. We just had we've had recently some technical complications, so Tony and I wanted to make sure that nothing happened during our call. So we're riding this horse together. And we'll be working it together, and we're so glad you're here. Blessings to all of you, and as always, we are grateful and moved and so reverent and appreciative for the presence of Yeshua in our life to guide us, comfort us, bless us, teach us, and lead us onto a greater way of doing life. And well, I see people appearing on our board, and that's great. Tony, is there anything you would like to say before we start bringing others on?
Thanks, Glenda. Well, I just wanted to mention that we have a very exciting celestial event. The complete lunar eclipse be visible from the whole Western Hemisphere, and that's going to be this evening. It's totality will last a little over an hour, and you might want to check. I was just looking at it a bit, but there's a couple of characteristics with this one that are very interesting. One thing that's very notable is Venus and Jupiter are almost exactly conjunct for this. So, of course,
wow.
The energy of love, abundance, and joy.
Absolutely.
And Venus and Jupiter are also almost exactly trining Mars. Now, they're not directly involved tightly with the full moon, but, of course, they're in the sky. And that trine with Mars then amplifies attraction and intention. So it's
really
beautiful for...
It is. Yeah, thanks for that, Tony. I mean, I just love contemplating the connections we have on all levels of reality, above and below, inside and outside, whether we introspect or we extrovert, what we see in the course of events for others and what we see in the internalization of events for ourselves, and how all of this coordinates. And of course, it happens more rapidly with more defined configurations when we have these perfect alignments. And it's not so much that eclipses are causal as they are coordinating events to things that are already being caused either by God, nature, yourself, our shared world, whatever the causal forces may be that are going on, are exemplified in coordination by these celestial events. And so I think it's really important to be aware of them.
Yeah, the connections, Yeshua does so much, and your work is just completely illustrating all of that. About the resonances and connections that we have in all of life. Well, this is a reflection to us of those connections. And so the vibrational quality of our experiences shows up in the way that these celestial patterns manifest. So, yeah, I really enjoy looking at them, and I really love the way that you relate to them as well. And it seems like it's very fortunate for prayers, but also for what we do as a community. So I love being able to share this with everyone on the call.
I live for these Sundays together because it's like we all go out to hold our own little special anchor points in the world and carry the blessings out. And then we come back into focus. It's kind of like a camera going, You know how your automatic camera will be searching for focal points and going to focus here and then going to focus there and then bring the whole thing back into a big focus? It's kind of like that. And I just love the experience of us coming together and then going back out to the world to carry the blessings outward. I think it's just a marvelous event.
Yes, indeed. I just checked the time for the total eclipse begins tonight at 8:41 Pacific. Of course, that's 11:41 Eastern, and it's going to last about an hour. So
that's all within reasonable time for even working people getting up on Monday morning to watch part of.
Yeah.
It's great. The skies were kind to us tonight. They had their baby at a good time. Okay. Let's take some calls.
Sure.
Jerome, I see you're on the call. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for the eclipse times and everything in your life and love, Glenda. And I've got three names here.
Great.
For Joan and Tom and Stella. But the eclipse times are priceless, and the light, love, and compassion that you are that helps us all. I'm just so great for the Christ spirit of you, and keep on with all the good work with everything you do, and I love you.
Oh, we plan to keep on keeping on, you know. Even when I go to heaven, I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Yeah,
so,
I'll
see you there. I have a party. Okay.
Thank
you. You're very, very welcome. And I've got the names, so let's go on to our next caller. Area code 415, and you're on. You may have to unmute your own phone.
Oh, well, hi, Glenda. It's Stephen Adler, and I was just calling to... Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's wonderful.
Not quite the best, but, you know, when I'm in this state of spirit, it's always great.
You know, thank you for saying that, because we have so much to be grateful for, even with all our challenges and tribulations in life. It's so true. And so I'm just calling to say, of course, thank you for all that you do, and massive blessings and love to you, and also just asking for a continued blessing for my lower back to heal. Through love and prayer. So thank you.
Okay. And Stephen, if you don't mind me adding something to that, usually a weakness or a strain in the lower back means you've been carrying a load too long all by yourself.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So expand your request for blessings and bring other people into carrying that load with you, okay?
Okay.
You know,
okay, thank
sometimes,
you.
Sometimes the best of people are the ones who have the hardest time asking for help.
Huh. That would be me.
Yep. I know. I know the profile very well.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that reminder. And I then asked to expand for the blessing of accepting assistance, however it may show up in my life, to relieve me of the burdens that I'm carrying.
And you know something also is that sometimes our assistance shows up in ways that we would not expect, and we miss it because we're disappointed that it didn't show up in ways we did expect. We get focused on ways we think something should happen, and we keep focusing and focusing and focusing, and the sun never rises. And we fail to see that there's a full moon in the opposite sky. So, just using that as a symbol, an analogy, let's really take to heart the thought that this lunar eclipse is not really an eclipse at all, but a shift. in light. And that's exactly what it is. It's the Earth's shadow coming over the moon so that it's not receiving the full light of the sun. It gives the surface of the moon a chance to reconfigure, to readjust, to change its patterns of reflectance, to change its patterns of connection with the Earth. And so it's not about anything breaking or anything going wrong or us losing anything. It's kind of like the blessing of sleep. This is what happens when we sleep. We go into what we might actually call our shadow time. It's where we're not taking in the outpouring of light and having to assimilate it. We're releasing ourselves to the inner patterns that we can now reconfigure. And so just think of it that at the full moon phase, our moon is going to get to have a nice little nap. And it could be very, very beneficial for everyone. And especially with these positive configurations that Tony indicated, hey, I'm looking to have a nice little refreshment from it. So let's draw strength from one another, most of all from our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. And blessings to you, Stephen.
Thank you, Glenda.
We have a caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. So nice to hear Sacred Steve on there. Just wanted to say hi. And I just want to start just testifying just how grateful I am to be alive and just such gratitude to God and to all of the divine beings and angels. And I just received your Archangel oil set yesterday, and I have Archangel Michael in my diffuser, and I feel so blessed, and I just want to express so much appreciation.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
You know that we're going through some big changes in the world, and the archangels are really, really sort of like, I would say, the board members.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the founder of the corporation. We've got the CEO.
Yeah.
And we've got the board members, and and so they're assisting with these changes so that the changes become positive reconfigurations rather than the kind. So often we look at change only from a linear perspective. Like, well, for example, I moved here from Sedona, so very big temperature change, very big climatic change, very big sociological change, economic change. But all of these affected my life sequentially.
Yeah.
And then they had to be absorbed and dealt with sequentially. Well, that's not what's going on globally for us. Globally, what's going on for us is holistic.
Yeah.
It's not sequential. And so what changes here over in the left wing may not be reflected in the right wing. And what happens for us in one part of our life may not be reflected in the other part yet, but it will go around as we open ourselves to the possibility of redesign. And so I would like to offer that word, redesign, as a better concept of the changes we're going through.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Because there's no way this magnitude of change could be linear.
Yes.
And if we don't apply a positive construct, such as redesign, then we could perceive it as chaos. Mm. And we don't want it that way. You know, we don't want that. Actually, there is a foundation of chaos in the universe, which is just uncomplicated potential. But that's not the kind of chaos we see at the surface. The kind of chaos that's at the surface we don't like. We don't like, because that's when the traffic signals don't work and nobody knows where to go. You know, and school is out and the kids don't know where to go because mom and dad are, well, that's chaos. We don't like chaos at the surface level. And so I'm not downgrading the importance of chaos at a certain creative level. There are times, even as a painter, where I welcome chaos because everything I planned isn't working. And you've probably been there sometimes in your life as well, when the best of plans just fell apart right around you.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
And nothing's working. And by the grace of God, you just let go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. But like I said, that's not the same thing as going out into town and none of the traffic signals are working and nobody knows where to go. That's different. We don't want that.
Yes.
We want constructive redesign. And so let's apply that concept, because I think that's something our mind can deal with.
Yes.
You know, even though our mind is not up to the full job of what's happening in the world, it still is going to be an active factor in your life. So if you don't give your mind something positive to work with, then it just goes into a kind of stubborn mode or a stall mode or a confused mode. And that's not helping us. So let's give our minds something positive to work with. And I think this is a good term, just constructive redesign. Yep. And then we let go of our stress as much as we can. We open ourselves to this redesign and redistribution of potential, which is also happening. And you may find that you will have talents you didn't know you had. You may find friends you didn't know you had. And things that just didn't work for you before, for some reason, start working.
Yeah.
So,
beautiful.
We open ourselves to new possibility. And that doesn't mean it will all happen instantly, all at once, because there's layers to everything, even to goodness. Even the best layer cake has different flavors at different levels. So open yourself up to layers of experience. Bless them all as they come, because the more we bless every layer of experience, the more it reveals its secrets and its benefits and its elixir to us, so that we can use all of these things for unlocking the next layer of potential.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that speaks so directly also to the blessing I wanted to ask. So I'm going to...
Great. Okay, let's have it.
You got it. Well, I'm going to say, too, that as I am going to bless each of these layers that I'm experiencing, and the blessing I want to ask for it is just to help support my body and my my emotions and my spirit that feel like a lot of just a real heavy, some sadness and feels like some real deep sadness. And so I want to take the work of blessing that layer myself and seeing what it reveals. And I also just want to ask for a special blessing to help myself do that for my own benefit and then for the benefit of all of life.
Oh, that's great, Sarah. And, you know, I could offer a couple of suggestions. One is, it may be expanding your capacity for empathy. That could be all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's hard. It's just like going to the gym, working out. So you got some new muscles, but they hurt like heck. So you could be developing new levels of empathy. That's happening for a lot of people. The other thing is you may be purging injuries and hurts from a long forgotten past.
Wow.
And you just need to let it flow through you, and you don't have to worry. You know, if that's what's happening, and I want to say this to everybody, you don't have to know what it was that you're purging for it just to pass through you and be gone. We think, if you know, our mind, this is where our mind comes in again. It wants to solve every problem, and it can't. And there's a lot of things that come from deep, submerged pain or grief or loss. We've long forgotten, but in times of change, it's sort of like the waters of a lake turning up, and they bring the mud from the bottom up to the surface, and you're going, wow, what's going on?
Yeah.
And you don't have to understand it, because the fact is it'll just finish its cycle, and it'll all be handled. Just let it go. It's kind of like the digestive process. You eat some cake, and you don't have to understand every enzyme that's going to come to pass it through your body, or every acid or every alkaline substance or every bacterium. You don't have to understand the whole process. You just know it's going to go through you. You're going to feel great, and then it'll be gone.
Yes.
Okay. So we don't have to figure everything out.
Yeah.
And I think that's also a very, very important motto for us to hold right now, with so many changes and things happening, is I don't have to figure everything out. Okay?
Beautiful. And
we just have to hold it with blessing for the greatest good and the greatest resolution and solution in the end. Okay?
Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
Thank you, Sarah, for bringing this up for us all to look at. You know, this is what I love about our community, is because so many of you are message bringers for the rest of everybody else. So I'm going to bring Wayne on. Hi, Wayne. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Aloha.
So nice to... Aloha.
Yeah, Messenger, that's what you ended on. You know, that's the song I just finished recording in the studio, The Messenger's Prayer, so...
Wonderful.
I know. Yeah, and it's that song that became the song of our very first ordination in 03 for Spiritus.
Yes.
Messenger's Prayer, so.
I remember. Oh, beautiful.
You remember everyone singing that song in the ordination?
Oh, yes. Ceremony? Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Glenda, for all that you're doing in the world. Everything you said, you know, prior to opening this call was applied to what I was going to share, which was my relationship between my youngest son and I. And everything you said to her applied. So I would just like to ask for a blessing that I have a new level of experience. It's been 10 years since we've had a conversation. And, you know, with my youngest son, Ethan.
Oh, that's great, Wayne. So we bless your new experience. We bless all the unfolding of layers for you.
Thank you. You know, I'm not really feeling any discomfort over it anymore. It's been so long, because I realize the quality of prayer that I give it affects, you know, everything that happens. So, as you said earlier, just blessing it all really helps it change.
Bless it all. We
Thank
just
you,
bless
Jeff.
It on through. We bless it on through. And actually, one of the things we have to trust is God. That it's okay that we don't know everything, because He does.
Sure.
And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ and this awesome creative force of our divine creator, the good will always absorb and align and recorrect that which is not so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say good and bad, because I think we're moving past the era of polarity, to where we're looking at shades of gray and white, and alignments that are very harmonious as opposed to not so harmonious, very constructive as compared to needing a little bit of redesign. So let's just look at all the areas that may require some redesign. It could be our own body. It could be our own thoughts. Sometimes we need to redesign our thoughts so that we have better and more effective influence over our lives. So whatever should be redesigned, let's just work with it to allow it to happen and encourage it to happen and caress it to happen a little bit too. Okay.
Nice.
Well, thanks, Wayne, and it's so good to hear from you.
I love you so much, Linda. Thank you.
Love you too. Love you too. So we have another caller from area code 202. Joshua.
Hi, Glenda. Yeah, this is Joshua Cappy. We met a few years ago at one of your training sessions. I'm here to ask on behalf of my wife, who's here as well, for a blessing, because she's struggling with stomach cancer. And she's very severe. And so,
and
it's highly symptomatic. So it's very difficult to live with on a daily basis. So we're here to ask for blessing for her, some mercy and some.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Joshua. Well, my love goes out to both of you, and most certainly. What is your wife's name?
Carol. She's here. Can you speak?
Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Carol. What?
It's Carol.
Oh, Carol. Okay. I'm so, so sorry to hear this, but I hold you in my heart and my prayers and my love. And I know that Yeshua most definitely has his arms around you.
Yes, he does.
And miracles are always possible. And sometimes they come in ways we don't expect. Sometimes the greatest miracle of our life is the very thing that we need to learn from our hardship.
Okay.
So may all the love be with you.
Thank you.
And Jean Marie, you're on. Hi.
Hey, Glenda. Yes, I would like to ask a blessing, please, for my sister. She is just having one heck of a time, really bad effects from a flu shot. It's gone on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And let's bring the big dogs in on it, all the blessing givers, Yeshua. That's it.
Okay. Your sister's name?
Jan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got her.
Thank you so
much. Most of all, we've got her in our heart.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Absolutely. And last but not least, Stormy, we want to hear from you.
Well, I had to come back a minute, Glenda. I was in first light.
Okay. Well, we love you, Stormy, and we always enjoy what you bring to the blessing.
Something very special today. First off, Phil Walthall. A blessing for Phil Walthall.
What has happened?
Oh, he didn't get to call you. He's having to have his kidney taken out. He's a large scar on it. He passed out the other day and wound up in the hospital. He talked to me and was going to leave a message with you, but I had a feeling he just went right to sleep. They're going to have to take it out, and then they'll find out about that.
Oh, my gosh.
All of a sudden, no warning, just, bam. But out of that, some things I've been experiencing the last couple of weeks with no phone, I've been putting my hand up to my forearm into first light, and I invite you or anyone else to do that. Don't go any further than that. You're not me. You can't be walking into first light and expect to actually come back. But just that one technique for reaching in that for which you want. But while you were speaking today, I put my hand upon the painting you have drawn, first light, and just put your hand upon the painting of first light. And now bring that image on your palm up to your heart and bring first light into your heart. And for the lady with the stomach, bring first light onto her stomach. For clarity, bring some first light to your third eye. I'm a man of 1,000 techniques.
That is great, Stormy. That is a wonderful, wonderful therapy for actually using that visualization to bring the light of Christ into whatever part of our life needs it.
Yes, I once stood over Nancy French for 5 hours until I finally opened up her heart chakra for a couple of years. She needed to be able to work with you. She could never have the color green, which is the heart chakra. When I put my hand over her chest a few inches, she would say, "Oh, Ben, that hurts," and I would put pink. But one night I stood over her for 5 hours and opened up her heart chakra with a technique of what's called the breath of the wolf. It's considered a Native American thought. If a wolf breathes upon you, it's considered that the Creator is breathing upon you. Well, this new moon, this moon is also considered a wolf moon. So
yes,
God
is. That's interesting.
God is breathing His breath upon us all specifically on this event. Make use of it.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a wonderful contribution, Ben. Thank you so much.
Okay.
As always, you are an anointed light, and our blessings are with you as well. We did have one more caller come on, and I, even though we're running a little late, I'd like to take it. It's from Area Code 512, and you're on.
Hi, it's Gary and Nancy. Can you hear us?
Yes, hi.
Well, thank you so much. We are just enjoying this morning the way to a greater life and reading the third chapter. And I think the whole writing all about Hildegard's life really demonstrates what you're talking about, you know, not contentiousness, but transcendence of all these hardships and what's going on in our lives. And we have been tremendously blessed this morning because we have a lot of friends who are really dealing with some serious physical maladies right now. And this is just such a gift. It always is. It's just amazing.
Thank you, Nancy. Is this your first time to read The Way to a Greater Life?
Yeah, it actually is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, considering you've read Love Without End about 100 times.
Well, and, you know, I know.
103.
I don't know how it got on the bookshelf stuck behind another book, and I was cleaning it the other day. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I order this and it got hidden? And so yeah, this is amazing, Glenda. It's really, if anyone has,
you know, I really, really do want to recommend this, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Nancy, because you know, I don't get on this call to promote things we do. This call is for Yeshua. But that book is about the influence he had on a whole other side of the church for 2,000 years. It was the mystical side of Christianity, which flowed parallel and in many cases, such as, St. Francis, for example. You would have someone who was in and serving in the Orthodox Church who was also practicing in the mystical traditions. And it's about the lives of the saints and what they carried forward, because there is so much of Yeshua's teaching that cannot be described or held in the container of any doctrine. His work was from here to eternity. It couldn't be put in a container. It's something that has been forever being revealed, forever growing. And I'm just one of thousands, if not millions of people he has appeared to. I'm not unique. This book is about others he has appeared to, other miracles he's performed, other ways he's had of coming back and being with us, because he said, I will be with you always. And he is. We just don't have the eyes to see. We don't have the ears to hear. And actually, I think we're not supposed to most of the time, because we actually took on our life in order to do work on earth that involves our normal physical senses and our normal orientation to reality. But there are ways we can shift into a greater reality. There are ways we can walk in the world and not of the world, because that's exactly what he said he was doing. He said, I'm in the world, but not of the world. In other words, he was straddling two rivers of potential. One is the river of earthly creation, which has been put forth for our human and physical, biological, and social experience. And the other, the river of spiritual growth and development and enlightenment that has been here to be an avenue for the soul's pathway through life, running alongside, right side by side, with our persona. And it's so important that we have both of them working. That's what we recreate in the blessing. So I would highly recommend that book to everybody. Everybody who comes to the blessing. Well, to everybody, period, because it's the other side of Christianity that you might not have known about, that has been just as real and just as important as the side you do know about.
And maybe that consciousness evolution that was happening, that renaissance that you talk about in the book, maybe the redesign that you're talking about today, you know, we're part of that new renaissance, that, you know, evolution that's happening in our lives now that hasn't seemed to be happening for a long time. But we're the ones that are, you know, that's the bigger blessing, to bless us in such a way that, and for us to offer a blessing to everyone that we, you know, just our consciousness and our love just explode, so that, you know, nobody can be untouched by it.
You know, yes, thank you so much for that, Nancy. And Gary, I heard you chirping in the background. Blessings to you too.
Chirp, chirp.
Okay. And I see Mara's just come online. So Mara, I'm going to open it for you.
Oh, Glenda.
You get to have the last chirp.
Well, my chirp is a cry for help to get the time that Tony gave for the moon, the eclipse tonight, because I just didn't quite get it. And
okay, Tony, are you still online? Mara, you're in Central, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
So, let's see.
8:41 Pacific, so you're 2 hours ahead, right? So
yes.
10:41.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon? 10:41.
Yeah. So
Central.
10:41 to 11:41. 10:41 to 11:41. Okay.
Uh huh.
And then I also didn't get the name of the book that Nancy was referring to.
The Way to a Greater Life.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
That was my third major book. The nature of that, the nature of, well, what actually, there are several things that inspired and led me to create that book. One is that I had removed the original story of how I came to paint The Lamb and the Lion from Love Without End, because I thought it was just a little too much about my personal life when Love Without End needs to be about his message.
Yeah.
But it was still an important story to tell because people want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. You add to that the fact that he has been appearing to so many other people through the centuries. I'm not unique. Added to that, that there's a whole other side to Christianity that most people don't know about. And in knowing about that other side of Christianity, everything that happened to me and through me would make more sense.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't seem like something that's out on a limb, like, wow, where did this weird woman come from? You know, I'm just another member of an ancient lineage.
Uh-huh.
Riding side saddle the whole time.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that. And I am grateful for blessings that seem to flow through my life all the time. And I would like to have blessings for my family, particularly Matthew, who is kind of transitioning to a more independent way of living since he had a major brain trauma about 4 years ago. And he's doing a good job, but he's not done with the challenge yet. And so, and everybody in the world, our leaders and,
okay.
And just everybody.
Yeah.
And thank you,
Mara.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I would really, really like to request that all of our blessing givers be offering the blessing today with all your heart, with all your love, your grace, your devotion. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Because this is an opportunity for us to utilize the harmonious configurations of the universe that are supporting us as we receive these blessings. So let's come together, be as one spirit, as one light in the love of Christ, and offer these blessings for a world that needs to grow, and grow positively, quickly, and well. And I'm with you, and I would just ask right now that the blessing givers stand with me, and the rest of you be seated. You don't have to do anything special. Just uncross your arms and legs and have your feet on the ground if you can, unless you're bedridden or unless there's some other condition preventing it, because we're going to be drawing energy from the heavens and from the earth and flowing down through your body and back up through your body and around, circling around in your heart. And just in order to open the center around your heart, take a deep breath right now. Everybody, just take a deep breath in. Expand your lungs and hold it, and then release the breath slowly and graciously. Again and again. And again. and continue with this gracious breathing as I offer a prayer to Yeshua. Then you will begin your prayer as we convey the blessing. Beloved Lord of life, we are so in love with you and your love and your blessings. We so appreciate you. We adore you. We are grateful. And you just simply amaze us. We are amazed by your glory. We are amazed by your power, your joy, your ability to bless us and lift us to worlds unseen that we have never imagined, to lift us into miraculous potential that we couldn't see because we were too busy resisting what we didn't want. We thank you for just taking us by the hand, putting your arms around our shoulder, lifting us from pain and from fear, and most especially from resistance to that which threatens us. We ask you to cradle us in your arms and hold us in your heart. As the Holy Spirit passes through us, its power and the grace of our Heavenly Father passes through us, his eternal and everlasting love. Loving us unconditionally, no matter what, no matter what we face, no matter what we endure, no matter what we have to resolve, we ask that you just simply relax our minds, which can never have the answers, and open our heart to the infinite potential that you are always prepared to bring. We ask these things in your loving and magnificent name. Amen, amen, and forever. We are blessed by you. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. Go and rest for at least 7 minutes and receive fully everything that's been given. And continue. Hold this into the evening, even if you cannot see the eclipse. Just know that this great configuration of the sun and the moon, the earth, and the planets is going to facilitate the blessing to an even greater expanse and possibility. Remember, God is love, and you are loved. You are love, and those you pass the blessing on to are loved. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.